Hello, everyone. I'm Monica Reinagle, and this is the Nutrition Diva Podcast. Thanks for joining me today. Meg writes, I recently got a free sample of Four Sigmatic Mushroom Coffee from an online grocer. Surprisingly enough, I enjoyed the flavor, but it's awfully pricey. But if it does even half of what they say it does for you, it might be worth it. Do any of these claims actually hold water? Well, that's a great question. Four Sigmatic is a Finnish company that blends various medicinal mushroom extracts with coffee, cocoa, tea, or various herbs to produce a variety of beverages that will supposedly increase your productivity, energy, immunity, and beauty. That sounds good to me. But can drinking mushroom beverages really make you more productive, resilient, relaxed, or good-looking? This particular product line features four different medicinal mushrooms that purport to produce a whole range of benefits. Reishi mushrooms, for example, are supposed to relieve stress and help you sleep, as well as boost immune function. Cordyceps are thought to increase energy levels and athletic performance. Lion's mane is supposed to sharpen your memory and your concentration. And chaga is a potent antioxidant, although most mushrooms have relatively high antioxidant activity. These mushrooms have all been used in traditional Chinese and Japanese medicine for thousands of years. And there is also modern research demonstrating various beneficial effects, including increases in immune function and anti-cancer activity, reduced blood pressure and cholesterol, enhanced cognitive function, reduced anxiety, and so on. But, and this is a pretty big but, most of this research has been carried out either in test tubes or lab rats. In the relatively few controlled trials involving humans, the benefits have been modest or, in many cases, undetectable. Many of these human research studies were quite small or involved subjects who were suffering from specific diseases, so it's not always clear whether the observed benefits would apply to a healthy population. For example, one trial found that a reishi mushroom supplement reduced fatigue experienced by cancer patients. But that's not really the same as reducing fatigue in otherwise healthy people. Most of these studies have also not been replicated or confirmed by subsequent trials, so the science is still very much unsettled. That leaves us with anecdotal evidence, and we are certainly not lacking in that. Many people say that after drinking these mushroom beverages, they feel remarkably energized, focused, or calm. They sleep better, they work better, they feel better. Now, how much of that is due to the good old-fashioned placebo effect? It's hard to say. Sleep, energy, well-being, and focus are aspects of human experience that are notoriously subjective and suggestible. It should also be noted that many of the people offering these glowing testimonials also participate in affiliate programs or partnerships with the company, meaning they make money when you buy these products. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're lying about the benefits that they experience, but the prospect of earning some money by sharing good news about these products could certainly contribute to a placebo effect. But what's wrong with a placebo effect if it makes us feel and function better? My colleague Brock Armstrong recently devoted an episode of the Get Fit Guy podcast to the topic of placebos, and he makes several interesting points. First, he notes that when we perceive a positive effect from a placebo, we may not be imagining things. Our belief or our expectation that the treatment will have a beneficial effect may actually change how our bodies behave and respond in measurable ways. In other words, you may not just feel sharper after drinking some lion's mane coffee. You might actually score better on a test of cognitive function. Is it the mushroom responsible for this, or maybe the power of suggestion? Perhaps it's a bit of both. But as long as it's not doing any harm, who cares? Brock also cites studies demonstrating that the placebo effect isn't entirely dependent on deception, meaning that even if you know you are taking a placebo instead of an active medication, you may still get some benefit. For more on how the placebo effect can be used to enhance athletic performance, be sure to check out Brock's entire episode. I've put a link to that in the transcript for today's show, which you'll find at nutritiondiva.quickanddirtytips.com. But I will point out that the power of suggestion can be a double-edged sword. It's possible to experience negative effects from a sham treatment. That's something that we call the nocebo effect. A friend of mine, for example, tried the lion's mane coffee and experienced a temporary but very unpleasant state of agitation. Was it a reaction to the mushroom or maybe power of suggestion? Who cares? It was enough for him to decide that this product was not for him. I will say that these products are thoughtfully produced. There are two categories of active compounds in medicinal mushrooms: polysaccharides, which are water-soluble, and triterpenoids, which are fat-soluble. And to their credit, Four Sigmatic uses a dual extraction process that captures and preserves both types of compounds. And the products are also tested for pesticide residues, heavy metals, and mycotoxins. Even so, the company can't offer any direct evidence that drinking these beverages will increase your productivity, your focus, or your energy, boost your immune system, help you relax, or make you more beautiful. You may feel nothing, or you may feel like $1 million. Whether or not the benefits that you perceive justify the expense will depend on your subjective experience and maybe your budget. As Meg points out, this stuff isn't cheap. You'll spend $1 to $2 per cup. You might also be thinking that the benefits would have to be pretty extraordinary to be worth drinking mushroom-flavored coffee. But these extracts are fairly mild in flavor, and when they're blended with coffee or cocoa, you really can't taste them. Have you already tried these new brews? I'd really love to hear how you liked them, and more importantly, whether or not you felt any different when you drank them. Post your thoughts either on our website or on the Nutrition Diva Facebook page. And be sure to check out our regular Friday afternoon live Q&A sessions on Facebook. If you have a nutrition topic that you'd like me to address either in a future podcast or one of our live Q&As, I'd love to hear from you. Thanks for listening and have a great week.